Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Bergen County. This is John Inslin. I cover Bergen County politics and government for the paper, and I'm here to welcome you to another edition of Record Talk Radio here on this cloudy April the 14th, coming to you live today from Newark, where my colleagues and I are awaiting a verdict in the federal racketeering trial of former Bergen County Democratic Chief Joseph Ferriero. I note with some sorrow today the passing of Cliffside Park Mayor Jerry Calabrese, somebody that I've covered certainly over the years. That's familiar to most people. He was the longest serving mayor in New Jersey, over 50 years. He passed away yesterday, and you'll find a rather lengthy story in today's record on his career. So I recommend that to you. We're going to turn today to the second half of my interview from last Friday with Bergen County Executive James Tedesco. I interviewed him on Friday, which happened to be the 100th day of his administration. We talked about what his experience has been during those first days. In this segment, you'll hear him talk about what he's discovered to be a rather fierce workload, as well as plans for the budget, coming budget this year, which will be released later this month, and some of the challenges that he's faced in his time on the job, including the unexpected closure of the ISOD Center in the Meadowlands. So let's listen in to what he had to say.
Jim, the budget, as you mentioned, is coming up April 23rd, you said?
Yes.
Are you going to be able, I mean, I know you've told me before you have to be within 2%. Can you give me a peek? I mean, are you going to be at 2, under 2?
We will do what is required by law, which right. is be within the 2% cap. And as I said earlier, we're fine-tuning it. Even as we speak, I have a meeting at 5 o'clock tonight with the CFO to go over on a Friday night some of the work that they've done over the last few days. Next week is the final tweaking. We will meet with all the department heads and show them and talk to them about this is where we believe we are at the end of the process with each one of those departments, make sure that there's no gaps, and we'll be ready to present on the 23rd.
Okay, good. Hey, you also made a kind of a stylistic change. You gave all the freeholders and their aides and their staff credentials that get them into this side of the building here on the top floor of One Bergen County Plaza. Have you had many visitors since then?
John, I don't think this floor has ever seen as many people in the first three months in so many days than it has in the entire history that this building's been open. It's been wonderful to have people feel that they can come up to the fifth floor and meet with the county executive, talk to the county executive, meet with the administrator, meet with the deputy chief, the chief of staff, the people that they need to talk to help better serve the people of Bergen County. I will tell you that I've had 3 staff meetings. Some people have said to me, this is the first time in 17 years, this is the first time in 15 years that we've ever sat around the table and talked about what we do and how we do it and what could we offer as suggestions. Not a meeting has gone by that I've had with groups of individuals that someone hasn't said to me, County Executive, this is wonderful, a wonderful opportunity. We've never had this before. And so I'm very proud and pleased that the people of the employees of Bergen County are feeling more comfortable but better about what they do on a daily basis, because then they just serve the people of Bergen County better.
Okay. I wonder, though, I mean, you've got a Democratic-controlled freeholder board. If that were to change someday, do you think you could keep the same open-door policy with a Republican in charge on the other side of the hall?
Certainly their badges would allow them to come across the hall and talk to me. It would be up to them to want to make that effort. I certainly wouldn't lock the doors on them. The doors would be open to them, and hopefully they would take advantage of those unlocked doors to come and talk with me.
Okay. Okay, fair enough. Hey, in talking to your predecessor, and I gather from her conversation with her predecessor, she said the workload of this job is ferocious. So I'm wondering what's been your experience with that workload so far.
It's very true. The job is a very, very demanding job. The thing that I found is the time commitment is very, very difficult and very, very arduous. Not only do you need to ensure that the government is running, but then you then have other people and groups that want to meet with you, that you have flag raisings, that you go to events. And then you also have the political side, where you still are an elected official, represent a Democratic organization, Democratic Party, and I have to go out and go all over the state with that. So when you lump all that together, it's definitely a 16 to 18 hour day.
Okay. Still time for the grandkids, though?
Yes. Last weekend, had them for a whole day, a couple weeks. We're going to have a sleepover, and they're still the things that they're the ones that make me smile every day.
Anything about the job that surprised you so far? Things that you weren't expecting in the course of your day-to-day work as county executive?
There's nothing that has been a surprise, let me say that. There's been challenges.
Right.
There's definitely been some things where taking over from the previous administration, we've had to deal with. But there's been no surprises. Certainly the disappointment would have been, or is, the closing of the ISOG and Mercedes-Benz right in the beginning of my administration, where I really didn't have any ability to help influence the change in those things. And I wish I would have had an opportunity early on to be involved in those two things, because those two things are directly impacting the people of Bergen County, and not in a positive way.
Okay, folks, there you have the second half of my interview with Bergen County Executive James Tedesco. Tedesco will be dropping by the records office on Thursday for a meeting with our editorial board, and the topic will be his first 100 days. So watch for a story coming out of that meeting later this week. And, of course, stay with us for news on any developments and the verdict possibly in the racketeering trial of former Bergen County Democratic Chief Joseph Ferriero. And stick with Jersey.com and the record for all your Bergen County news. Till then, folks.